UNC alters admissions standards for next 3 years in response to Chinese virus. By Tom Sikata on April 5, 2020. The University of North Carolina system announced this week that it has adjusted its admissions requirements in response to the ongoing Wuhan coronavirus crisis. The relaxed standards will remain in place for 3 years before reverting back to the standard before the Chinese virus. According to a report by Campus Reform, the University of North Carolina system announced this week that they have relaxed the admissions standards for prospective students in response to the ongoing pandemic. Traditionally, applicants must have a 2.5 GPA and a score of 19 on the ACT or 1010 on the SAT before submitting an application. The university system announced this week that prospective students will only be required to meet minimum GPA or standardized test scores being submitting an application. Previously, students were required to meet both standards before becoming eligible for admission. The decision was made in response to the cancellation of several administrations of the SAT and ACT exams. The adopted policy will be in effect for at least the next 3 years. University of North Carolina system spokesperson Jason Tyler explained the rationale behind the decision in a short interview with Campus Reform. Choosing to begin these new admissions standards this fall is due to the coronavirus canceling the SAT and the ACT this spring, Tyler said. Many North Carolina high school students take their standardized testing for the first time in their junior year and then for the second time in the spring of their senior year. By taking this second test, they are able to improve their scores, Tyson added. However, as the coronavirus canceled the SATs and ACTs for this spring, high school seniors are at a disadvantage. Students will still be required to submit both their GPA and SAT scores when they submit an application to one of the University of North Carolina campuses. However, under the relaxed policy, only one of the two must meet the university's minimum requirements. Stay tuned to Breitbart News for more updates.